Coach, the morning after, when you look back at the game, anything stand out for you on video as you get this homestand underway?
Well, I don't think there was anything we didn't feel or see in the on the bench last night. Liked our first and our third. I think it was an even second. We would have liked to have held there, and we had some. It was a tough kind of gritty game around their net. We found ourselves right in front of the goaltender a lot, banging at his pads, but didn't convert on anything. There just wasn't a whole lot of loose plays.
J.C. Lapointe's first NHL game, your evaluation?
Yeah, he did what we had hoped he would do. He brought some energy, got on the puck, got on the body. Didn't cost you anything. That line didn't generate a whole lot either, but a good start.
Any other guys close, Paul, coming back?
I think we get three of the four will skate tomorrow, not with the main group, so they're making slow forward progress.
Which ones will go then?
Yeah, I'm just counting three of the four. I'm hoping. So there's two guys that I think two are going to skate for sure. I think Pavel Kamota probably at the end of practice. Start working more on ice with shooters now. And then we'll have Scheif and Drew will skate on their own. And then we'll see. Maybe all four get on the ice somehow. We'll see tomorrow. But Adam.
I know you guys won't use it as an excuse, but those are three pretty big pieces out of your lineup in a game that you were right there.
The last two, and that's the way that game's going to look. It's got to be a tight game. There's a fair chunk of offense out of your lineup, but so we still generated things. Maybe there's a finishing play that we're not going to get, another pass maybe instead of, you know, we had a lot of shots blocked, maybe a little bit of creativity with two of the players out there, but we're gonna have enough good players in our lineup that we have an expectation.
Were you tight enough defensively for your liking?
Probably not. In the third, you know, we gave up some offense off the rush, but I think that's we're chasing the game at that point, so it's going to open up a little bit.
On
the first, I think we were fine. I mean, I think they got some action off their power play, not a whole lot. They've got a line there that can and put a lot of offense up on you, and we did a pretty good job holding them.
Third time in 3 weeks, you'll see Nashville coming up here. Do you like that kind of a schedule, or?
Well, it's certainly easier for your prep time. You know what to expect. You know the way the games have gone. I would love to see back-to-backs like that. I really think that would be good for the fans. It gets usually a pretty darn intense back-to-back set of games. So it's good.
Still will be almost as intense as a back-to-back since you saw them so recently.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, that was a pretty darn physical game, the last one we played, and I would think it'll be the same for sure.
And with every loss now, I mean, we don't want to say it's crushing or anything, but, boy, it's so big in the standings. I sort of try to prevent those valleys.
Well, you focus on what you like and what you don't like, and if you feel like your effort's there and you've got to focus on those positives. You got to be honest in your assessment of the game. If there are things you don't like, we deal with them the next day. But so much for all of the teams in this block, and there's a big chunk of them. You're almost in a playoff series now. You know, you're going to have losses that you've got to shake off and get ready for the next game. And there are big chunks of your game that you don't like. You got to deal with that so that you give yourself a chance to win the next night. But for the intensity of all the games that we've seen, and I think because of the number of teams, there's nobody out of it. There's not going to be that soft spot in your schedule at any point this year, which is true of everybody.